talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and boy, was there a lot of it made since the show on Friday. First of all, and very, very sadly and tragically, I'm leading off with the terrible thing that happened in Waukesha, Wisconsin, last night, starting at about 4:49 p.m. in the Christmas parade. Waukesha holds a Christmas parade, very popular, very great parade. A lot of dancers in it, dancing grannies, young girls dancing, bands, very joyous. And there was a terrorist act. A guy in a red SUV entered the parade route on Main Street. He accelerated and he sped, trying to kill as many people as possible in the parade. We're talking Waukesha, Wisconsin, just to the west of Milwaukee, part of the greater Milwaukee area, really, Waukesha, Wisconsin. When all was said and done, he just went barreling right down. He went into the dancing grannies. I don't know if you've ever seen them. They're terrific. I've seen them perform at halftime at Bucks games, and I've seen them in parades. They're, you know, elderly women, a few elderly guys, and they dance. And obviously, given their age, it's it's not as, shall we say, graceful as you say younger women, but it's just a beautiful thing. He went into them. There was a group of girls, this was reported anyway, between the ages of 9 and 15 dancing along. And he went down, people were screaming. Here's the final count, and still not known the identity of who did it, although he's in custody. So far, there are confirmed at least 5 dead. There may be more. So far, it's confirmed that there were at least 40 injured, maybe more. Children's Hospital in Wauwatosa is caring for at least 15 patients, in other words, children. Right after the incident, 12 children were initially taken to hospitals and 11 adults, and then, of course, it increased. Now, obviously, there's an intensive investigation. The guy's in custody. Theoretically, he could refuse to talk. We'll see who it is, see what they say. This is not unlike weapons. Using an automobile as a weapon has happened in other places. In Nice, in France, a couple of years ago, they had a celebration that was sort of like our 4th of July. It was a national patriotic celebration. A guy, that time in a truck, this was an SUV, goes up on the sidewalk and kills 80 people. And there have been other instances of cars deliberately plowing into people as terrorist acts. So we don't know what the basis of this was yet. So we're going to withhold comment. But I think the chill that this casts, every town in this country has some kind of Christmas celebration. Certainly decorations, many of them parades, many of them a lot larger than Waukesha. I'll tell you what, there's going to be increased security, and that shouldn't have to be. We should not have to continue to spend billions of dollars in securing ourselves from lone wolf attacks. So that's the updated report. Not much more to say until we know the identity of the suspect who's in custody and who, if anybody, worked with him. Why he says he did it, what his background is. But to mow down the Waukesha Christmas parade, that's about as low as you can go. And the video, some people shot amateur video, and you can see it on YouTube. You can see it in The various networks have gotten hold of it. It's horrifying. Something's got to be done. Let's see who did it. Let's see why they say they did it, or what we can infer as to why they said they did it. And then we're going to comment on this a lot more in this coming week. Now turning to the other story, which would have led in any other news cycle except this one, the Rittenhouse acquittal. Our show ended on Friday at 8 a.m. And in the middle of the day, the Rittenhouse acquittal came down. The Rittenhouse acquittal acquitted him of everything. Every charge with each of the people he murdered and the guy whom he shot, Gage Grosskreutz. I want to unpack this and tell you my take on what is happening in our society and in Kenosha. It was a disgusting verdict. A lot of Democrats have been real, and I'm going to get to the Republicans in a second. A lot of the Democrats have been real mealy-mouthed and wishy-washy about it. Well, it's the jury system, but we have to, do better on equality and all this baloney. It was a disgusting verdict. It was a disgusting verdict. And here is the truth, and here is what happens when a jury deliberates. First of all, the Republicans are openly boasting about it. The Republicans are openly exulting over it. Trump said, congratulations. We all knew he was innocent. Trump, this is Trump saying that. Walker said, the jury's acquitted him, and that's a good thing. Clayfish said, our system worked. Our justice system worked, taking Rittenhouse's part. Ron Johnson, the senator, said, justice has been served. In one of the most disgusting statements, the Wall Street Journal, I read the Wall Street Journal every day. I read the New York Times every day and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel every day. Well, the Wall Street Journal is conservative, especially on economic issues. But it's a useful counterpoint, in my view, to the New York Times, which is on the other side. But the Wall Street Journal, in a headline that said not guilty, said that essentially they agreed that he was not guilty and that the media and others on the left have somehow misstated what happened. That is, to put it charitably, journalistic malpractice, but it's malevolent and it's going to have a malevolent effect. The Wall Street Journal said the jury applied the facts and even as politicians distorted the truth. That's false. Here's what really happened. And let me take you back to Mississippi and Alabama in 1959 and 60 and 61. Up until the Civil Rights Movement, if a white individual killed a black individual in Mississippi or Alabama, they got acquitted. Didn't matter what the evidence was, they got acquitted. This went on until the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, and things changed slightly, but not really. You take a look at Georgia right now, Ahmaud Arbery, the killing, three guys just pluck them off the street and kill them. Yes, they were charged. Closing arguments are today. It's going to the jury tomorrow. I hope there's a conviction. But the truth is that what happened in Kenosha is this. It's not at all dissimilar. If you analogize Rosenbaum, Huber, and Gage Grosskreutz to civil rights workers in the South in the early 60s, if people killed those civil rights workers, and they did. And they could, and the murderers could not be convicted in state court. Why has race become this kind of an issue in Kenosha? When I was active in the party early on, Les Aspin represented Kenosha. Kenosha is a solid Democratic county, strong labor county, very, very strong. It has changed. It has absolutely changed. And here's a couple of things to keep in mind. As we come on to the break, I'm going to continue with this topic afterwards because it's really at the core of what's going on in society. Even Rittenhouse's lawyer has accused Republicans of raising money off of Rittenhouse now. Paul Gosar said that he and Matt Gaetz are going to have to, quote, arm wrestle over who gets to hire Rittenhouse on their staffs. Rittenhouse is giving an interview to Tucker Carlson tonight, and he's told Tucker Carlson that he supports Black Lives Matter. That's false. All of it's false, just like his crying jag was false. Now, Brian Stile, the congressman down there, exalted and says that is the right verdict and so forth. Let's unpack this a little more. We're going to a break. I'm going to tell you what I think the jury did, why they did it, why they were out for 3.5 days, and what this portends for the future. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
We gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.